were skipping rope and invited Daniel to join them. Later, some boys invited him to play basketball. Daniel was heartened by their friendliness. "They seemed nice, and I thought they'd be accepting," he remembers. He kept his Latino side concealed so his new friends wouldn't reject him. The school was predominantly Mexican-American and black, and relations between the two groups were sometimes tense.
Pretending to be completely Latino didn't work out so well for Daniel. His Spanish wasn't good enough to communicate with the Latino kids, so it was hard for him to fit in. They ended up making fun of him. Now I wonder what's going to happen when Daniel hangs out with the black kids. If he again tries to pretend he's someone he's not, I can imagine that things might go wrong, just the way they did with the Latino kids. Let's continue reading after the heading, Faking It, on page 18.
Faking It. More and more, Daniel's new friends included him in their activities. They even took him shopping for clothes, advising him on where to get the right sneakers, extra wide-leg jeans, bright t-shirts, and a duffel bag. Daniel appreciated their efforts and jumped at the chance to belong. "I wished I was darker and could talk like the other guys to complete the image," he says. The makeover didn't exactly turn out the way Daniel had expected. Pretty soon, Daniel's new clothes made him feel ashamed of himself. He realized that they were nothing more